are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, VistaCare, and May Adam. And joining me this morning, Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning, this brisk morning?
Keeping warm in my little studio here.
Yeah, it feels awful good from coming in from outside, but I think there's warmer days ahead.
There sure are. Thankfully, we don't have the wind out there blowing, making it any colder, so that's a bonus today.
Yep. But it sure is.
There's a lot going on. We'll start out at the airport. Some changes in flight times.
Yep, there sure is, Dave, and that's really a positive thing for the community. You know, over the last several months, Denver Air Connection, now they've been our only air service here in Pierce since beginning in January. So we've had, about 2 full months now with Denver Air Connection, and they've been doing a great job. Their flights have been on time. Our boarding numbers are way up. And so they've been showing that they can be the essential air service provider. One of the things we heard over the last couple of months that some of the people leaving from Pierre had trouble boarding some of the earlier flights out of Denver to their final destination. So we talked to Commissioner Jamie Huizinga, talked with Denver Air Connection, and really worked with them to get an earlier flight so people could pick up more flights. And, they track on where people fly from Pierre, if it's just Pierre-Denver, Pierre round trip, or if they go to Denver and then,
fly somewhere else.
Yep, fly somewhere else. And so Denver Air Connection just did a great job. They kind of tracked all of that. And they moved their early morning flight 1 hour earlier, but it won't start till April 4th.
Okay.
So we'll have the month of March where it'll still leave at its current time. I believe it's about 9:20, but beginning April 4th, that earlier flight now will be 8:20. So it's an hour earlier, and by doing that, then that opens up more earlier flights leaving out of Denver. So it should work out really well for our passengers to catch those early departure flights from Denver. And the reason they picked April 4th is because they had so many bookings for March, they didn't want to change those people's tickets at the last minute, and then they have to change their flight in Denver, and it just create a lot of changes for people. So they waited till April 4th. So those people that did have those early April flights, they had time to change things over. So beginning April 4th, you'll be able to leave Pierre at 8:20 and really catch some earlier departure out of Denver. So that's exciting news for our customers.
Yeah, that will be fantastic. So some good news there. Speaking of good news, the pool went out for bid. So just waiting to see what comes back now.
Yeah, Dave, I'm really excited for the community about getting that to this point. It's taken longer than we expected. There was, I've been mayor for 5 years now. When I was elected 5 years ago, I said we're going to get us a new pool because we've been talking about it for a long time, but we're going to figure out a way to get a new pool. And so it's been 5 years that we've been working to get to this point. So it's really exciting to go to bid on that. We're going to open bids March 31st. Now, what we did here is we gave the contractors a little longer to study the bids and meet with contractors to get their questions answered, because it's a very complicated project when you start building pools. And so, we've talked about the dirt work that's being done there. That's settling nice, and so this spring we'll, start construction on that. We broke it into two dates as far as completion date. We gave contractors a choice to see what the price difference is because of, we've been talking to contractors that were interested in bidding and all of the things that other contractors are finding, the availability of materials, the inflation costs, the labor supply, all of those things, the COVID, you know, could affect the price and also affect the completion date. So we gave them two completion dates, which is kind of unusual, but I think it was the smart way to go for this one. So we gave them the completion date of May of 2023, and then the second date is October of 2023. And we're just going to see what a price difference is, you know, between those two dates, and then decide the best route for the community. So it's great to get that out on the street and get it to bid, and we'll have contractors meetings, you know, during the bidding process, so they can get their questions answered and everything. And we'll see what happens March 31st, and we'll go from there, and hopefully be having a groundbreaking sometime this spring.
That would be great. Yeah, this is the next step in the process of that, so we just have to be patient and see what comes back and go from there. And there's someone new that you've added to the roster, a Parks and a Recs director.
Yes, that's right. You know, and that's new person, the new swimming pool, will be under their department. And so that's going to be a big responsibility, is getting that new pool up and running. And, you know, we're going to need more lifeguards. We're going to need managers. We're going to need people to work in the concession area. We're going to need to, you know, there's going to be lots of pumps and valves and testing to do that with. And so,
right.
So the new Parks and Rec director, Tom Farnsworth, was there since for a long time, and Tom did a great job. I think everybody's pretty familiar with Tom in the community. And we hired Brian Tipton for the new Parks and Rec director to take Tom's job. And the golfers are very familiar with Brian Tipton because he was the golf course superintendent out there.
That's right.
And just did a great job there. Prior to that, Dean Hyman did a great job for many years, and then we hired Brian when Dean retired, and Brian's done a great job out there. So it was nice to bring Brian on board and get him into that seat. So he'll be looking at all of the Parks and Recs now. And, you know, Brian brings a lot of experience, not only familiarization with total city government operations, but also just, you know, he's really a soils individual and grass person, so it brings a lot of experience there. And we've got a lot of parks that need mowing and that have grass in them, and we'll have to you know, there'll be a lot of re-landscaping around the pool once that gets completed.
That's right.
And also with the new water treatment plant, there'll be a lot of re-landscaping around that. So there'll be Brian will have a he'll be awful busy, but we're glad to get Brian on board. And now that the golf course superintendent is now open, if you're interested in that type of work, we'll be sure you go out at cityofpeer.org, and you can apply for that job and see if you know, the job description is out there. If you're interested, put it in an application.
Yeah, why not? And, you know, we're getting closer to that time. We're hoping now the weather cooperates for construction to get rolling soon.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, this weather probably put that little frost a little deeper in the ground.
I bet.
But, you know, we were looking just for a minute here to get back to the golf course. Speaking of construction, 2 years ago, I think we opened the golf course that last week of March. Now, March 1st is coming right up here, so it, you know, who knows what the weather is going to be like.
That's
might
very
be
true.
A little bit early this year, but for sure, April, typically we open the golf course in April, so we'll look at that. But construction season, yeah, as soon as that frost gets out of the ground where we can start, you know, moving dirt, and it's you know, get that frost out, we're going to start our street construction, our curb and gutter construction. So you'll see a lot of detour signs and roads blocked. You know, we've always come out here, and thanks to Dakota Radio Group giving them the opportunity to come to this and let the public know what's going on. Get that information out to public so they can take a different route on their way to work, or they know what streets are going to be closed, or which streets are going to be, you know, closed for a day for the chip seal process,
right,
or for a week or longer for the curb and gutter projects, We're going to be replacing a lot of water mains. You know, we've really emphasized our street improvements the last several years. We put extra money in the budget to take care of that. So that's going to, so you're going to see another busy street season, just like last year. There was a lot of detours around streets and stuff, but overall the public was very appreciative, and they, you know, they've told me as well as some of the other commissioners that, hey, we're getting some street work done. Think, you know, it's looking good. The probably two bigger street projects is, you know, if you remember, Highland Avenue last year was closed, and we put a temporary service. It didn't get finished, so we put a temporary surface on that this winter. And so this spring, that'll get finished up, so people can expect that to have some more work done on it. And then Airport Road, we're going to finish that one up. That was closed, and we made that detour on B Street there. But we're going to finish up Airport Road. That's about done. We just need to, you know, landscape that and plant some grass and put the sidewalk in there. But that'll get completed. So those two, for sure, we want to get finished up because those are carryover projects from last year. So
right.
So expect some busy street work this summer. And if you've got questions on that, just give us a call at City Hall, 773-7404. And, you know, I'm sure we'll be able to answer your questions and give you dates and everything like that. So check into it if you got questions.
Yeah, and the great thing is, yeah, there may be a little bit of time where it's a little inconvenient for you, but in the end, we're going to have a lot better streets there.
Yep.
So that's what it's all about.
Yep, that's right. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for stopping in, Mayor. Keep warm today.
Yes, you bet. Dave, thank you so much for this opportunity. It's really, I like coming and letting the public know what's going on in their community.
And I know we appreciate it as well. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
You bet. Thank you, Dave.
All right, thank you. There's Peer Mayor Steve Harding joining us this morning on the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, VistaCare, and May Adams.